the truth is actually words do inspire. Words do help people get involved. Words do help members.
Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Mr. Akhilesh Mishra, the Consul General of India in Toronto. Mr. Mishra took over on the 27th of August in 2013. Prior to arriving to Toronto, Mr. Mishra worked as a Joint Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs. He served the Northern Division, where he dealt with India's relations with Nepal and Bhutan. This position involved Mr. Mishra managing the Multilateral Economic Relations Division. In addition, he also belongs to the Indian Foreign Service. Some of Mr. Mishra's previous assignments include the following: Deputy Chief of Mission in Kabul, Afghanistan, Deputy High Commissioner in Tanzania, Deputy Consul General in San Francisco, USA, Deputy Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs. Previous assignments also involve New Delhi. Mr. Mishra has served in different capacities in Indian embassies in Nepal, Italy, and Peru. Consul General of India, Mr. Mishra, has completed a Bachelor of Technology and Master of Technology in Mechanical Engineering from the Indian Institute of Technology, Banaras Hindu University. In terms of languages, Spanish, Italian, and Nepalese are a few of the languages spoken by Mr. Mishra. In terms of Indian languages, Mr. Mishra also knows Hindi and Sanskrit as well. Welcome, Mr. Mishra. Thank you very much for joining us today. Welcome, Consul General Mr. Akhilesh Mishra. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you so much for your time today. Mr. Akhilesh Mishra, I'd like to begin by asking you to please discuss the significance of the Indian consulate.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to meet you and interact with your listeners. I have been posted as Consul General of India in Toronto for about 2 years, and I have been so fortunate to interact with a wide range of people in Canada. And every single day, I feel so inspired, so overwhelmed by the unique spirit of Canadian society and the genuine warmth and affection and a spontaneous democratic solidarity that I receive from all Canadian friends. So let me begin by expressing my very profound gratitude to your glorious country, Canada, and this wonderful province of Ontario. As part of my diplomatic service, I have served in all continents by now, and Canada is a unique model of a glorious multicultural pluralistic society, and how wonderfully people from all different backgrounds, all different cultural backgrounds, linguistic and religious groups, how beautifully they work together in spirit of cooperation, and everyone feels to belong like a large family.
Absolutely.
So this is a great privilege for me to be India's Consul General in Toronto, and thank you again for choosing me to talk about my role and my duties. As Consul General of India in Toronto, my responsibility is to promote friendship and ties of cooperation between the people of Canada and India. And my consular jurisdiction is limited to 7 provinces: Manitoba, Quebec, Ontario, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Islands. And we are very happy that relationship between India and Canada is very broad-based, very vibrant, and excellent political relations, growing economic and business ties, and huge, very active people-to-people exchange. And as Consul General, my main agenda every day is focused on providing services to large number of Canadian friends who want to visit India. They want to do business with India, and also very large Indian diaspora to be provided consular services, their passports, their visas, and overseas citizenship of India, and attestation, and different kind of certificates. So every year we provide about 131,000, last year we provided 131,000 consular services. it's a very vibrant partnership that we are looking forward to.
It's Consul General Mr. Akhilesh Mishra. You definitely have contributed a lot in terms of helping the community and helping with the services that you provide here in Toronto to members of the community. I am very impressed with the work that you do, and I must say that we are very happy to have you here. Canada is definitely a very multicultural country, and I think that's the beauty behind our country here. The next question I wanted to ask you is, as the Consul General of India in Toronto, you have been actively involved with many events, many organizations, many associations. Please discuss the significance of preserving Indian culture in the world today.
Thank you so much. In Canada, we have about 1.25 million strong Indian diaspora. And in Ontario itself, we have about 700,000 people of Indian descent. And they come from all parts of India, and they have different religious, ethnic, linguistic backgrounds. And India, as you know, has 22 official languages recognized in the constitution. And Hindi is our official language of the union, but provincial governments have their own language. And in Canada, I'm very happy to participate in a very large number of literary and cultural and social celebrations by the community. And one thing really stands out here, that unlike any other country in Canada, the celebration by any community is not limited to that particular group. Here we have celebrations in which everyone else participates and joins in the celebration.
Absolutely.
Like if you have a Diwali festival or an Eid festival, then it's not just by the Hindu communities or the Muslim communities. Mm-hmm. You have a celebration where everyone celebrates Eid, everyone celebrates Diwali. That is the beauty of Canadians. Mm-hmm. Between India and Canada, the values are so similar. Values of pluralism, values of inclusiveness, values of multiculturalism is so passionately held values in both countries that I keep telling Canadian friends of Indian origin that if they are keeping their Indian values alive, that means that they will become a better Canadian.
That's very true. Yeah. You know, I think that, as you mentioned, the diversity is very rich. Yeah. And in terms of events and any special occasions, the beauty behind Canada is that everyone can celebrate, yeah. Everyone can join, yeah. Everyone can be involved in various events that happen. Yeah.
So for a multicultural society to grow, the spirit of multiculturalism to sustain, it is very important that each constituent of the society feels a sense of dignity, mm-hmm. a sense of self-confidence. And that is why I believe it's ever more important for each one to feel comfortable. Whatever background they came from, whatever religion they followed, whatever language they spoke,
yes.
They must have a sense of self-respect. They must have a sense of self-pride in their ethnic identity. And then only they will be able to contribute in equal manner to the development of this great country. Because if in a garden, if any flower, any plant is stale, not then it affects the beauty of the entire garden.
That's very true.
Yeah, in a garland, if any flower is rotten, then it devalues the entire garden.
That's very true. Yeah. Please discuss the relevance of the fast-changing image of India in the world. India is it's a very beautiful culture, very rich in terms of the culture itself. With technology advancing in today's society, how do you see the image of India progressing as time moves on?
Thank you. India is going through a very significant phase in its history. At a time when most other countries, major economies, are facing prospect of shrinking labor, working age population, and growing dependency ratio. India is in a very happy situation that its demographics is very young. We have about 70% of population under 35 years. And median age of the population is about 25. in India's working age group population is expected to continue to grow over the next 50 years. And also in terms of absolute numbers, India's population is projected to overtake China's by 2022. And India will become the most populous country. But more significantly, the skilled manpower pool will account for about 1/4 of the entire world's working age population by 2030. And what is significant is not just the numbers, but also the growing technical and skill sets in Indian labor force. India produces about 26 million university graduates a year, about 3 million engineering students. And IT sector alone employs about 3.2 million professionals. And that the number of Indian IT sector professionals is growing about 300,000 annually.
That's significant.
Yeah. So it is combination of factors that India's large demographic advantage, India's democracy and institutions of innovation, science and technology, and huge network of universities, research laboratories, Indian Institutes of Technology, management and accounting and auditing, and that one, and then massive stress on infrastructure development. Currently, the government of India is working on $1.2 trillion worth of different infrastructure projects, high-speed train networks, road networks, airports, seaports, development of 100 smart cities, massive e-governance systems. Currently, India is one of the brightest spots in terms of economic opportunities.
Before arriving in Toronto, you served as a joint secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, where you managed the Northern Division. This is also where you dealt with India's relations with Nepal and Bhutan. In addition, you were also a joint secretary in charge of multilateral economic relations. Please discuss the significance of the Ministry of External Affairs. In addition, how has India's relations with Nepal and Bhutan been strengthened as a result of the work that you have done?
Thank you. The Ministry of External Affairs in India is the nodal ministry for India's engagement with the rest of the world. All aspects, whether they are cultural, business, political engagement. And as Joint Secretary North dealing with Nepal and Bhutan, I was responsible for our ties with these two very important strategic neighbors. With Nepal, we have about 1,800 kilometers of open border. And Nepalese nationals are given national treatment in India. That means they are treated at par with Indian citizens. And they are eligible for employment in government jobs or all opportunities. They are treated at par with Indians. They do not require visa to come to India. And also, we have about 30,000 Nepalese citizens working in India now. And also, Government of India has provided unilateral duty-free export facility to Nepal and Bhutan. Bhutan is a very important, very significant strategic partner and a role model for win-win partnership between two countries, two neighbors. In hydropower sector particularly, our partnership has been very rewarding for both. India has constructed about 1,400 megawatt of hydropower projects in Bhutan, and currently working on three more projects totaling about 3,000 megawatt of hydropower. All the hydropower plants are funded by the government of India entirely, and it provides Bhutan a steady source of revenue and provides India a clean source of energy. And because of the hydropower partnership between India and Canada, Bhutan has become a country with highest per capita income in SAARC. And I was very fortunate to have been part of that glorious relationship.
Mr. Mishra, some of your previous assignments include working with a deputy chief of a mission in Kabul, Afghanistan, a deputy high commissioner in Tanzania, Deputy Consul General in San Francisco, USA, Deputy Secretary in the Ministry of External Affairs, New Delhi, and in different capacities in Indian embassies, such as in embassies in Nepal, Italy, and Peru. In terms of your previous assignments, with the work that you did in the Indian embassies in Nepal, Italy, and Peru, what would you say are some of your biggest achievements as a result of the work that you have done?
Thank you so much. I have been very fortunate and very blessed that I had a very diverse set of assignments from Lima to Toronto. It has been a very rewarding journey for me. And at each place, I was very fortunate to have outstanding colleagues, not only in my embassy and consulate, but also in the diplomatic and consular committee wherever I worked. And particularly in Afghanistan, for example, I had a great privilege of working with Honorable Minister Christopher Alexander of Canada. And we worked very closely with the Canadian High Commission and Canadian CEDA officers and your military security personnel. And it is there that I developed the appreciation of the strategic partnership between India and Canada. And that motivated me to come to Toronto, to ask for a posting in Toronto. Similarly, in Tanzania, we had very close historical cultural ties with that beautiful part of Eastern Africa, and very vibrant Indian diaspora there also. In San Francisco, I was there 2001 to 2005. That was a very significant phase in India-US partnership, and in the security front, in the strategic level, and at the political level, we had a foundation of a new strategic partnership between India and the US in the making. And the linkage between the IT industry of Silicon Valley and IT industry of India, there's a blooming in biotechnology, in pharmaceuticals, in Hollywood and Bollywood entertainment industries. There's a very fascinating interaction. I was very blessed to be in San Francisco at that time. And as number two, as Deputy Consul General, I got a very interesting perspective on the work there and the whole gamut of relationship that we have.
And at the same time, the United States was very lucky to have you in the country doing work there as well.
Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or a Supreme Court justice. You ready? But you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. And no matter what you want to do with your life, I guarantee that you'll need an education degree. Let's go. What you make of your education will decide nothing less than the future of this country.